Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, indeed, the Lord does love us. That is one of Sister Joyce's favorite singers. That's Rosemary Simons when we have our church service every Friday. She likes to hear Rosemary sing. And Rosemary has a beautiful voice. To God be the glory. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Thursday, the 28th of April. My goodness, April's almost gone and May is upon us. When I was a little boy in elementary school, we used to say something like this: April showers brings May's flowers. It's one of the few things I remember from elementary school. And so April's almost done, May is upon us, and we're finishing up the series on God's exhaustive seeking. Jesus came, said, "I came to seek and to save that which is lost. We know Jesus loves us because he sought me and saved me. He sought you and saved you. And since Tuesday, we've been looking at a series of people that Jesus targeted. Tuesday, we saw how Jesus was seeking and searching for the impotent man, the man who had been impotent by the pool of Bethesda, had been there some time. He had been impotent for 38 years. How Jesus searched and seeked him out. And then yesterday we looked at Jesus searching and seeking Abraham's daughter, a woman that had been bound by Satan, hunched over for 18 years. A demonic bind, if you will. Satan had twisted her like a pretzel for 18 years. And Jesus comes on the scene looking for this woman in the synagogue and sets her free. She's one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, just as the impotent man was one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Today, Jesus is seeking a man who is rich, lacks nothing, but is lost in his heart, is a miserable man. An unfulfilled man. Think about how many rich people who lack nothing, who do not lack friends, even though the friends are around only because they have money. And the rich people know that they're only there because they have money, and this is why the rich people are miserable, because they know that their money has bought them their friends. Their money has bought them the access. But if they were nobody, no one would care about them. So let's turn to the book of St. Luke. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. We're going to read from verses 1 through 9. You know, and all of these people, every one of these people, the impotent man, Abraham's daughter who was bound by Satan, and Zacchaeus, are all representative of people in our society today. These are the very same types of people that Jesus is searching and seeking. Luke 19, starting at verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich. No doubt he was rich. He was chief among the tax collectors for the Romans. He was rich. Tax collecting made him filthy rich, is the term I want to use. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He had heard about Jesus, and he wanted to find out more about Jesus, and he sought to see Jesus, says verse 3, to discover, to find out for himself who Jesus was. Could not for the press, because he was little of stature. So there's a big crowd waiting for Jesus, and here is Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus is trying to see Jesus for himself, but he's a short man. And the multitude is too dense. It's too packed. The crowd is just a huge mob of people. And Zacchaeus can't get a look at Jesus. And this chief publican, this chief tax collector, ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name. We praise you, Lord, because once again you confirm our notions, which are based on the Bible, that men want Jesus, that men are looking for Jesus, that if they hear that Jesus is in the house, they will indeed show up in large numbers. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. Bless us today as we consider your word. Holy Spirit, take over this broadcast. Lead us and guide us to all truth. O Spirit of truth, O Spirit of grace, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. According to Luke, it seems on the surface that Zacchaeus is the one looking for Jesus. And that's true. There's no denying that. It's in the record. It's in the text. But unbeknown to Zacchaeus, Jesus is seeking and searching for him. That's interesting, isn't that? You think you came looking for God. I thought, you know, when I went to church that evening, when my grandmother invited me to church, long before I left my home and I was on my way to my grandmother's, I had already determined based on my childhood memories that if grandma was going to church, I would go with her. I had already made up my mind. My grandmother and I had not talked about going to church, but returning back to her house, and I hadn't been there in 4 years, returning back to her house, again, based on my childhood memories, which were extremely fond, I said to myself, I resolved within myself, if grandma's going to church, I'm going with her. I want to seek Jesus. I had this desire to just make amends with God. Unbeknown to me that night when I went to church with my grandmother, Jesus was searching and seeking me. I was one of his sheep, one of his lost sheep. So that's the way it works. You think, I think, we think we're looking for him. But in essence, he's drawing us. Jesus said, unless the Father draw them, they cannot come. You think you're seeking Jesus, and that's partially true. But you're seeking Jesus because the Father is drawing you. The Father is turning your steps towards Jesus. And that's what happens here to Zacchaeus. He has heard about Jesus. He wants to know more about Jesus. And he's a little man, and he can't see above the crowd. And he runs, you know, when verse 4 says, and he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree, it reminds me of when I wanted to see things, and I would climb up a mango tree. There was a big mango tree, a huge, and the mangoes were just delicious on this tree. And we would climb it all the time. We would climb all kinds of trees, avocado trees. There were all kinds of trees, grapefruit trees. And so here, Zacchaeus climbs up a tree to get a better look at Jesus because Jesus was to pass by. The tree was by the roadside where Jesus was going to pass, and he wanted to have a good look at Jesus. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. My brothers and sisters, do you think he looked up by coincidence? Do you think Jesus was just looking to see if the tree had sycamores on it? No. He looked up because he was already searching and seeking for Zacchaeus. It was Zacchaeus' day to be saved. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him. And he said unto him, notice, Jesus knows his name, Zacchaeus. Make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus, come down, come down. I came through Jericho looking for you. You thought you were looking for me. Isn't the Lord magnificent? Isn't the Lord Jesus wonderful? And it goes on to say, and he, Zacchaeus, verse 6, made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much, he also is a son of Abraham. Sorry about the phone call, my brothers and sisters. Sorry about the interruption. I will take the call as soon as I'm done. Well, notice, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Yesterday we saw how Jesus was seeking and searching a daughter of Abraham. Today it's a son of Abraham, one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. My brothers and sisters, notice how God is seeking people out one by one. Now notice, the regeneration, the heart surgery performed on Zacchaeus was so successful that this man said, I will give half of what I have. He's a rich man. He was so touched by Jesus that he let go of Mammon, his other god. You can't grab Jesus. You can't cleave to Jesus with both hands and at the same time hold on to Mammon. You can't do it. So he let go of his money. Half of what I have I will give to the poor. And I will look back on my records, and if I've done anything wrong, if I've taken someone's money from them by means of false accusation, fourfold I will return to them. Jesus said, that's proof that your wicked heart has been changed. Truly, 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 salvation is come to this house. Truly, the proof is here that salvation has come. This man is changed. You see, my brothers and sisters, Jesus was seeking the impotent man. And mind you, there were many people strewned in that plaza where Bethsaida was, where that pool was. There were many people strewn there, lying there, sitting there, waiting for the waters to be troubled. But Jesus that day came looking for one. Jesus enters into the synagogue. There are many people in the synagogue, but Jesus targets the one daughter of Abraham who had been afflicted by Satan for 18 years. And here, there's a multitude following Jesus. There's many people in Jericho, but Jesus targets one, little Zacchaeus. Jesus is searching and seeking his lost sheep. And that's what we pray God will do here in St. Johnsville, that God will begin to seek and to search those that belong to him. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because salvation is coming to many households. Salvation is coming to many a men and many a women. And we thank you for it because you're doing it, because you are that awesome shepherd that was promised in Ezekiel 34 and in Jeremiah 23. And we follow you as the great shepherd, as the good shepherd, as the chief shepherd in redeeming men and bringing them unto yourself. Let us never forget we'll need you in each one of these stories, in the story of the impotent man, in the story of the daughter of Abraham, and in the story of Zacchaeus. None of these people were touched, healed, and transformed for life by any of the apostles. They were all touched by Jesus. Jesus, please touch today. Please change hearts today, we pray. Have mercy. Dispense of your grace, we pray, in your precious name. Amen. I want to leave you with the song, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less than Jesus Christ and His Righteousness." God bless you. My hope is built on